Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. My voice sounds a little weird. Sorry, a little bit of something going on there.
Spilkus.
We have a Chick McGee, your sports buddy, over there. The room just got a lot brighter because of that hat is being worn by Ms. Pat. It's a glittery cap. It's a very nice, Pat.
Thank you.
You look lovely. I'm looking at this photograph of you when you're about, what is it, you're about 10 here on the cover of your new book here in the Napa Auto Parts Studio. I am holding in my hand the book, Rabbit, the autobiography of Ms. Pat, getting a great review already.
Yes.
Many great reviews.
I just got it. It was on my chair when I walked in this morning, so I haven't had a chance to even look at it. But congratulations.
I was about six on that book.
On the cover there?
I was top heavy at 10.
Okay.
So I know I was getting on
Apple.
That is not 10. Take my word.
Sat in the dark. Nice young man. Comedian Allie Breen on her way to Go Bananas in Cincinnati starting
tonight
through Sunday. And then we have, let's see, there's Josh. There's Christy. Chick McGee, this
Hello.
Is Tom speaking. Once again, Christy wearing her, we'll show Miss Pat your blouse.
My breast curtain shirt, as Tom called.
Doesn't it look like she's got little curtains over her breasts there?
It's like
for those of you that have the VIP camera, she just did kind of a weird flashing thing. Very nice.
Oh. It's like a sexy prairie shirt. Isn't it like the...
There you go.
I could never wear that shirt.
I love it.
You could
not?
Sexy prairie.
No, I don't wear shirts with my shoulders out.
Why?
I don't like it. I show you
sexy.
The top. Show, not my shoulders, girl.
Why do you
say
that?
I got his shoulders.
She pointed to
hair and everything. I don't do shoulders.
Hair and everything.
Wait, I wanted to ask, too. Josh, was that always your style, or are you morphing into Tom?
No, this has been years.
Always,
years.
Okay.
In the making.
Okay. Yeah. You were always morphing
the Dickie shirts. I found to be comfortable, and I like the placement
glasses.
Of the button here. And so then I went, you know
same
what?
Glasses,
he was buying a bunch of these.
Okay, there you
He's
go.
Losing his hair, too. You'll be Tom in 10 years.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Don't do that to this man. He's a nice boy.
20.
I say 8 years.
No, that's 10. You don't see that hair fading away. You seen the new man wigs? Y'all ain't got to go through this stuff. They got man wigs now.
What do you mean? Do you like, mean? They're different
the
than regular
wigs? The
same
way
wigs?
I glue on my hair. You can glue your hair on now.
Is that right?
Is that a wig?
It's a sew-in, but I can get you hooked up. I can bring my beautician up here. You no longer have to look like that, Tom. Mm. I can turn you into a black man in 10 minutes.
Well, I think it's going to take more than
Maybe
just
some,
a
No tanning, too. I give you the hair.
Further education required, but I'm not really. Your hair goes, it's very long. It's almost like an American Indian, like squaw hair. That's not the right word. What's the word?
It's called yaki.
I'm sorry?
It's called Yaki.
Yaki is the name of that?
Number two.
Really?
Yaki number two.
Yaki
number two. There you go.
That's the... Okay.
This is really good hair.
Is
I've
that
spent
real,
like $5.50.
Is that actual yak hair?
No, that's the name of it. Called Yaki, but it's real.
It's real.
So I paid about $5.50.
Is that real human hair?
Wow.
I guess we got it from that stallion horse y'all were talking about earlier.
It looks like it,
It really
it
does.
The same
very nice.
Color, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Who knew? Now, Pat, your book's out. You've been working on a bunch of other stuff. You're going to be going on tour. You're doing any of the... do you have any interviews for the book this week?
I just did a ton of them. I did the takeaway. I did a lot of them. I have a lot lined up tomorrow. I don't know till they send them to me, so... I'm tired of talking. I'm like, can somebody else tell this story? I'm tired.
This is why I wrote the book, so I wouldn't have to tell it.
Yeah, and ask the same question. What did you feel like when you were stealing out them people's pockets? I was Sam. How you think I felt? I was scared they're going to wake up and uppercut me.
Wow. Do you remember, I forget the name of the book. I think it was called My Brother's Keeper, written by Sam Kinison, the great comedian's brother. And Sam would get tired of doing his stuff on phone interviews. So his brother would do it for him because he could do a great Sam Kinison voice.
Oh, that's great.
So, Pat, what I'm saying is maybe one of your kids, can they do your voice?
No, my husband can do my voice.
Oh, really?
I would love to hear that.
Yeah.
My husband can talk like me, not my kids. I got a deep voice.
What does he think of the book?
You know what, Christy? He read the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been with this man over 20 years, and he's never spoke bad about my first kid's father. He actually dropped the F-bomb and said that about him. Oh, never said anything bad. He loves the book. I mean, he ain't even a Ms. Pat fan, and he liked the book. He's like, this is a movie. This is a movie. I'm like, I wish you would get that excited when I get naked. He more excited about the book than sleeping next to me every night. He liked this book.
Now,
that's cool.
Since you're tired of talking about your life, can I do the short version? Would you like me to do it, or do you want to do the short version?
No, you do the short version.
Because your life is a very unusual background.
Mm-hmm.
You were a drug dealer when you were more or less a child, although you never took drugs.
No.
Your mother sadly died when you were how old?
I was 16.
16, yeah. And you talk about the casket and the funeral. And
yeah, putting in a negligee.
Putting her in a negligee and the casket. It's some pretty serious stuff.
Child, she was sexy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, while alive.
No, while she was in that casket. She never had on an outfit like that before. She slept in jeans and a T-shirt.
Did you request to get buried in a negligee?
No, I didn't know what to bury nobody in. I was 16, so
oh.
I just took her. I
okay.
figured she wanted to look like Kent Chancellor from The Young and the Restless, because
oh,
she
sure.
loved The Young and the Restless.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how Kent Chancellor would walk through with those
beautiful negligees?
Yeah, them gowns
and
stuff.
The flowing robe.
So I would think, hey, my mama loved that lady. Why not go out, you know, make her go out like that? So I bought a pink negligee and it's see-through. Boy, she looked like she was going to sell something. she surprised somebody in hell or heaven.
Yeah.
I don't know which way she went.
I doubt if that happens all that often, you think?
People are buried in a negligee?
I would think that'd be very unusual, although I don't know.
I don't know.
And you know they require panties. I didn't know they required panties.
Oh, were you trying to go without and they made you put them on?
Well, they said I had to bring up some panties and bra. I'm like, for what?
Oh,
she's
for
relaxing.
She's relaxing.
When my
Every
daddy
woman
died,
likes to relax at night.
Yeah, that's how I go to bed every night.
Yeah.
When my daddy died, you know, he had one leg. Both of them had the same leg cut off. So I wanted to let him be buried with his leg. And it was like, they don't need it. He don't need it. I was like, he said he's going to walk again with Jesus. He can't walk with one leg. He won't keep up.
Wow.
And I just threw his leg away about a year ago.
Oh.
It was hard. I still got his wheelchair.
Yeah.
But, I mean, only because I can't get rid of it. But
put it on Craigslist.
I did.
No one
They brought it back.
Really?
Is it haunted?
So how did you get rid of the leg?
I put it by the trash can.
Okay.
My son's like, Mama, don't throw it away. It had a new shoe and everything. One of them Medicaid shoes.
You probably could have sold that on Craigslist.
Yes, yeah, I tried.
Just the one, though.
Well, just the one. Of course, just the one. I don't know that you're... Most people...
It was a Negro leg, too, because they had made it the same color of his skin. He was so proud.
Aww.
And sometimes the Negro skin would peel off, and he would have to go get it attached back on.
Once again, Ms. Pattis, you're with us, as you can see.
Just can't color
her life is vastly different than
He didn't
others.
Like his leg turning white. He didn't like his leg turning white.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand that. There's the whole thing with Band-Aids and everything. Now they have various...
skin tones.
Sure.
And God knows there are a lot out there. I'm painting my garage right now, and God, you know, there's like 800 different shades of white.
Who paint their garage?
How much money do you have?
Most people's garage don't even have a wall left. I need to Google you.
Well, it's a long story.
I Googled myself and nothing came up.
And I brought
That's going to change.
I brought home the chips, and they were the wrong color white. I had no idea that was so complicated.
You paint your garage white. You dead white. You can't put no color in there. How my black baby doing, you guys?
You're paying
on
Black
History Day.
Why are you so? Everyone's so critical. Yeah, I'm painting it white so you can see in there.
Come on, Tom.
What color should I paint the inside
of
my garage?
So what color white? What difference does it make what color white it is?
You're preaching to the choir.
So long as it matches the hanging tennis ball.
Yes.
I bet you anything.
You
got an interior decorator just for your garage, don't you?
I don't have an interior decorator. I have a color consultant that I have.
He's called his girlfriend.
Yes.
I'm your color consultant. You ain't called me.
No, color consultant. Not woman of color.
Hey, let's take a break.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are back live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. With us in the studio, the biographer of herself. It's Ms. Pat. Good to see you, Pat, with your shiny, glittery hat. You look great.
Thank you.
What's the name of your Yeti hair? What's it called?
Yak
hair?
Yeti hair.
Sorry.
Oh, Brazilian. They call it Brazilian. It's wavy if
Isn't
I wear
that
it.
So kind of opposite of what a Brazilian is?
I don't know. But if I get water on it, it'll curl up and I'll be super sexy with my eyelashes, Tom.
Oh, wow.
And a two-piece.
So and it's like a foot and a half of dark black straight hair.
24 inches.
Oh, so it's 2 feet of straight hair.
Yeah.
And Pat is the author of her autobiography. It's called Rabbit, the Autobiography of Ms. Pat. And it just was, like you were telling me off the air, Amazon, what is it now?
Memoir of the Month.
Memoir of the Month.
Yes.
And it's your life story, which involves, among other things, having your nipple blown off
Yeah.
by a bullet. That's not something that happens to everybody.
Chapter 5 is the chapter that I don't care much for, but it's a story that I never told. I can't tell on the air, so I want y'all to go read it. But it was a healing point for me. I was able to get over a hump there telling that story.
Okay. Oh, good.
And I just got the book this morning at 4 a.m., so I haven't had time to read it. Now I'm grabbing.
Do you need me to sign it and kiss it for you?
Chapter 5.
Absolutely.
Sign and kiss. Sign and kiss. Sign and kiss.
The book, of course, available at your favorite bookstore and at Amazon.com. And once again, it's called Rabbit, the autobiography of Ms.
Why
Pat.
Rabbit?
That was my drug dealing name.
Okay.
Why was that your drug dealing name? Was there a reason?
That was my childhood name. So I think
she looks like a little bunny rabbit on the cover. I think that
I don't know about
her.
All that chick, but
I think that totally fits her. If you see,
I might
picture,
look like
totally
a pole rabbit on the front.
Well, yeah, but you have a real opinion, sweet smile, though.
I don't know if I was happy that day, but I remember that picture.
You got a great smile.
Was that a school
picture?
That was a school picture, and the teacher did my hair because I walked in there looking like buckwheat. And she was like, baby, we can't let you go out like this. And that's probably the proof. You know, black people don't never buy the picture. They just keep the proof. That's why they start putting the red proof on the picture.
Yes.
Hey, you want to buy that picture? No, I just keep this 4x7 you sent me. We done.
I was just saying, the thing at Disney World, when people go, they get off the log ride and they have those, the pictures come over the screen, and instead of buying them, they
take a picture,
they take a picture of the picture, and it's got the thing going across the side.
No, let me tell you what I used to do, because you know I had my sister kids, and it was 6-8 kids at the time. So when school pictures came along, I said, I can't afford all these pictures, so I would put them all in the picture like a family picture. When I moved to Plainfield, I changed, like, this is individual. I'm like, they ain't buy no 8 pictures. I don't like these kids like that. So I got pictures of the kids. Everybody's in there together at the school.
It's kind
of
cute, though.
Well, whatever this is, it'll help.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, hey, Floyd. Floyd.
Have enjoyed your Miss Pat program.
Well, she's here right now with us, Floyd.
Well, I know, and of course, me and Big Dave saved and got your book, Rabbit, but I'm kind of confused, Miss Pat. I don't see the recipes in it. Now, we like it fried normally.
it's not a cookbook. It's a memoir. It's your life story.
With my cholesterol, what it is, I'll hang up and listen to you.
Rabbit au gratin. Drool.
Now, Pat, I mentioned the word filibuster because it's a funny word. It's a weird word. And it's in the news today because a survey was done. And a large percentage of the people surveyed thought that the word filibuster was a
sad state of affairs.
Like a sex term, like the Cleveland the Cleveland steamer or something of that nature.
The word carpetbagger sounds like it should be.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That could be one, too.
Yeah. Carpetbagger. Yeah, there's a lot of political terms that have kind of a sexual.
What's a carpetbagger?
When you're pretending you're one side.
The famous carpet bags, they would move in carrying all their stuff in a carpet bag, but they were coming up to just. Yeah, they weren't really going to be representing the area that they were.
Like if you're not from a state and you're running for that state
office,
political office or whatever.
Now, do you know what filibuster means, Pat? Did you hear the story? Well, no. Christy, explain filibuster. It's like a stalling tactic where they're talking forever and
they do not yield the floor.
That's right. Yeah, they just keep talking.
And like I said, if it was
a
sex act.
Oh, that's when that's when Congress go and sleep in and talk all night.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I've seen them clowns. Sure. Yeah, right. they had the Democrats and they put pacifiers in all their mouths on a meme. Because they talked all night.
Yeah, it's interesting because, as I said earlier, if filibuster was in fact a sex act, C-SPAN would be a lot more exciting to watch. Here were some other words.
If filibuster was a sex act, it could only be done by black men.
Why is that?
Filibuster. Ain't no white man busting nothing.
Bigger, what that means.
Larger equipment to the show.
I've had a filibuster in my life.
I don't know.
All right, so.
I'm sorry, I can't imagine it's not
an insult to us, but.
do you have the story about.
Quite the verb. I got filibustered.
Do you have the story about the constipation in the news?
This is
headline that caught my eye. I thought it was kind of.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A recent survey conducted by the American Gastroological Association shows 16% of Americans experience chronic constipation.
AGA, sure.
Study conducted at Harvard Medical School shows the number of people being admitted to the hospital primarily for constipation has more than doubled since 1997. Pediatric gastroenterologist Mount Sinai Dr. David Duncan explained that when chronic constipation can have major complications, including swollen veins, torn skin, hemorrhoids, accumulation of hardened stool in the intestines, and even rectal prolapse.
Oh, jeez.
Duncan added that one of the most common causes is an individual's diet and lack of exercise.
Yeah, I guess the American diet is notoriously low fiber.
Right. So it's a big, big problem. So eat your fiber out there.
So me and Josh is constipated because they say when you're overweight.
Is that what it said?
Josh, well, it just said bad diet, lack of exercise.
Yeah, I get enough fiber. I've only been constipated once, and it was because of...
Once in your whole life?
Yeah, it was after my appendix surgery.
Oh, you had some kind of a drug?
And the drug kept... Yeah.
I was constipated, you know, a couple months ago. I went to the emergency room, and I was like, dig it out. He was like, you got to leave. He put me out, and I was like, you're wrong. He was like, look, you need to walk it out. I went and jumped on a trampoline at a fun park with the kid, and it finally came down.
That's America.
Not on the trampoline.
Yeah, we can work it out. We can work it out in America.
He came out, but boy.
Are you glad we did this story now?
I think people need to understand that their diet doesn't have enough fiber in it, so they better, you know.
What about the thing they put up in you,
the suppository?
No, not the suppository. When when they're cleaning out your...
Yeah, high colonic or an enema.
I had one of those. You ever had one of those?
No.
Oh, my God. I had one of those because everybody was like, oh, you get that. Usher was promoting it at the time. And like, you get one of those, you're going to...
Was this part of his concert tour?
No. He sponsored one called the Usher Gusher.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Songs for Stools. You remember that.
I did one, and that is the worst thing I ever did. It never dries out back then.
No. Oh,
drips?
Man.
No, not from that. I'm just saying I felt juicy for 2 weeks.
I blame you.
Tom
okay?
loves this. He's, this is what
no,
he
knows. No, I just think that
Tom's
totally
laughing so hard he can't see.
The American diet needs to be adjusted by most people. Like, you need to get some.
I don't think they need us to tell them that. People know that.
Yes, they do, Christy.
You're not supposed to be sitting in the can for 20 minutes reading the sports section.
Can't you just take something over the counter? Do you have to go to the emergency room? Is it usually that bad?
Sometimes you put your legs up in the air, or you have to do the Indian squat.
Elvis, if Elvis had taken enough psyllium husk, he'd probably still be with us today.
One time I asked my husband, I was like, get it out. He's like, I'm not doing that. You're on your own.
Get it out. You handed him a wooden spoon.
Hey, sepsis is not a city in Greece.
He said, I don't love you that much.
Okay. There we go. Well, I'm sorry I brought it up. But once again, Ms. Pat's new book is out. It's called Rabbit. Autobiography of Ms. Pat. Lots of exciting stories. The story of having
Chapter 5.
Your nipple blown out. And Chapter 5, we can't talk about it in the air, apparently.
We can't, but it's really good.
Sounds very exciting. And some great reviews already. The book just came out, Tuesday?
Yeah, and you know, my family's already calling, talking about they ready to sue. And I'm like, you ain't never know what the word sue mean. I was like, have you read the book? No. Well, what? How you know what's in it? My sister said, I know you told everybody I was a hooker. I say, I told them you used to be a hooker. You can't sell it now because you smell like you need an autopsy.
Oh, my God.
The autopsy is similar to an autopsy, except they do just your eyes.
And it's traditionally done upside down.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The topsy-turvy autopsy. No idea what's happening. For God's sake, rescue me.
I got that a half. That was a half.
I'm talking about what they do at the morgue.
It's an autopsy. Yeah,
autopsy.
I understand.
Yeah, when you're dead.
Autopsy.
Autopsy. I don't know how to pronounce it either. Now, Pat, once again, the book is called Rabbit, The Autobiography of Ms. Pat. Pat.
They're trying to sue me, Tom.
You have done the...
you didn't use their name, so they can't sue you, right?
Yeah, and I told him, I was like, did you read it? My baby daddy come out me, talking about, you're trying to get rich. And then he told me the other day, he didn't even know how old I was when I had the baby. I said, you signed the birth certificate. Well, was both of us that dumb?
Well, apparently there seems to be some sort of disagreement on how old they were.
How old was he?
22.
Oh, God.
Now, is this your first husband or just the baby daddy?
That's the baby daddy. Then he mad.
How old were you when you had your first baby?
14. Oof. Then he mad. Somebody, you're trying to get rich off me. Excuse me, this book is called Rabbit. I was like, look, I did an audio because you can't read. So you need to go listen to the audio and see if I made you look bad. He gonna talk about, he just crazy. Oh, my sister was like, you run around telling people I'm a crackhead. I'm like, that's not a Halloween costume you got on. You are a crackhead.
There you go.
So you had your first child when you were 14?
Yeah, by this dummy who work at Jiffy Lube in Atlanta now. Wow. And he mad at me because he work at Jiffy Lube.
No need to bring in Jiffy Lube.
Why did you
Jiffy Lube. I just was
feel
there last
the
week.
Obligation to underline that?
Because I was just thinking, when I was 14, I didn't have any pubic hair. Let alone my own kid. Wow, that's that amazing.
That is young. You can't sue someone if it's true, right? There's no libel if you're telling the truth.
They don't learn new words.
You can sue anybody for
anything. My family don't got intelligent. He called me and said, this is defamation of character. I was like, where did you learn that word at? Who showed you? Who taught you that word? You ain't never in your life.
I'm watching Law and Order.
He still suck his thumb. He 52 and he suck his thumb.
God, I'm glad it's his thumb. Now, when you did the audiobook, did you...
Things to
because,
suck.
Let me hang on a second. When you did the audiobook, did you literally have the book right in front of you? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
With a producer and everything.
Did you tend to read it a little bit...
Street
rather than...
It was some words in there I couldn't pronounce, and I said, give me another word. I didn't write this book. I had help, so y'all gonna have to give me another word.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I read it, would it sound awkward?
Yeah, you read it.
Let's see. Oop, can't read that
word.
Oh,
we need some fireside book read music.
Yeah.
We need.
Tom Reed's Rabbit.
You know.
By Ms. Pat.
Wait a minute.
Is this too, how about this?
No.
Well, it depends on what's happening.
This just in from Rabbit. No, here.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Tom reads from
Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Miss Pat's autobiography.
You don't deliver mail no more, I asked. Nah, he said that, can't read the word, wasn't for me, but let me get a dime. Oh.
A drug deal.
That's a drug deal term, dime?
Okay. Join us again next time for more from Miss Pat's book.
Could I?
Rabbit.
Could I continue?
I thought you were done. What?
Nah, he said.
Wait a minute. Tom, reading from Rabbit, the autobiography of Miss Pat. Tom?
At the liquor house, Granddaddy used to point at the drunks passed out in the living room and tell me, baby girl, you see these, effed up mother.
Yes.
This has been Tom, reading from Miss Pat's autobiography.
So do you say all the bad words on the audiobook?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this has them all in here.
Got all the bad words?
That's your F, your S, your N.
Oh, boy.
You go, I can't read any of this.
S, and N?
Oh, I'd be
wow.
On the same page.
What about the D? What about the C? What about the V?
Let's see. Wow, this is... Now, when you actually wrote the book, you were dictating the story to...
Janine Amber.
Janine, who's your co-writer here.
Yes.
Wow.
And she's black from Canada, and boy, did we go back and forth.
Oh, really?
How so?
Yeah. But, you know, we so...
different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would call up and say, I had to talk to the people from my past, like my old drug dealing friends, and she's a very well-spoken black woman. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, I say, I want y'all to talk to the writer. And she would get on the phone, beg your pardon. And he's like, hold on. I don't talk to white people. And I'm like, she's not white. So I had to teach her how to talk black to black people. And my brother one day, he's like, is she white? I said, no. He's like, well, dang, she got all her education. But we hit the flow. So that was the hardest part, getting people from the hood to talk to. I was like, Janine, you're going to have to drop that accent with education. I need you to do a little slang because they ain't going to speak to you.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of drug dealing friends still out there? I mean, are you...
Oh, everybody done went in jail and did their time. And
they're
getting Social Security now.
Okay.
Because they got shot up along the way here.
Sure.
And so now they're getting Social Security.
You've been shot twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once in the nipple. And then once in the head?
Yeah.
Now, the one that hit the head, did it penetrate your skull? Or did
it just cracked it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you still have the x-rays?
No.
Okay. Did you get some stitches or something?
They can't sew up that. So they put a patch back there. I'll never forget it. And like a clear patch and let it drain and heal. And you can literally look in there where it tore it up at.
Ugh.
And I was so young and dumb. So back in the day, black people wearing the finger waves. Remember the finger wave? So girl, I had my girlfriend finger wave around the bullet hole and we went to the club.
Why not?
That's something vastly different from my experience.
I had a towel in my hand.
No idea what a finger weight is.
Finger wave.
You know, like, you never seen that in black people hair?
I have no idea.
Are you kidding, Tom? Who are you talking to? You've been in here a lot.
Tom.
There's a very good chance that this appearance of Miss Pat, Tom's going to weird away any moment right now.
Miss Pat's here. Her book is once again called Rabbit. And it's her life story. Fascinating story. And although you were selling drugs, you never took them.
Never did any drugs. Never smoked cigarettes. And then, you know, when I was little, my mama would tell me, she would give me her cigarette and tell me to go light it on the stove. And uh-huh. she smoked once, and she would like, pull, so I can catch the cigarette. And I would burn her cigarette up. We had to light weed and everything. She didn't care. But my sister would light it. I hated it because back in those days, we had Officer Friendly in school. You remember? Yeah, oh, I probably sure. remember that. And he would tell you, don't do drugs mm-hmm. or don't smoke because this is going to happen to you. So... everything my mama did was so manly. Like, she never told a purse. She told it a wallet in her back pocket. But she was the only person I know that could put anything in that wallet. I mean, she would have her tampon. She would have all her birth certificate, her ID, gum. And the wallet be about this big hanging off her butt. Because everything you got in your purse is in this wallet.
Well, I didn't think you had anything in common with Miss Pat. Your mom did the same thing, didn't she?
Carried her tampons around in her wallet?
In a wallet off her hip?
Yeah. No, she wore
with your birth certificate?
Or a belt.
A belt. Oh, okay.
Wow, that's unusual. That's interesting.
She didn't like a purse. You would have thought she was a lesbian because she had a short Jerry curl.
Do you think she was? Is that
no, she loved it.
She loved men.
The men. Yeah.
Okay, just asking.
The D.
Yeah, she loved the D. We all do, except my daughter.
Now, you said, how old were you when your dad died?
You know, my dad died a couple years ago. Remember you sent me them roses and stuff?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was kind of recently.
Yeah, he died.
All right.
About 5 years ago, I guess. I don't know.
Did you get along pretty well with him?
After I realized he was my daddy. He didn't raise me. I didn't know the man. He just showed up that time and slapped me. Then he showed back up when he had cancer. So I was like, come on, dude, I'll help you out. And I brought him up here, fixed his leg, and he was living at my house.
Well, that's nice. That's a shame you didn't know him when you were growing up. Was there someone else? Was there a father figure in your life?
Yeah, but she ran him off. In the book, it tells you that. Like, I had a stepfather named Curtis, a good mechanic man. He was a Navy. He was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And my mama was just alcoholic, and he bought her some teeth. And she got mad, and she ran over her teeth with her car. And he was like, I'm out of here. I had them teeth on layaway, and you just going to run them over? So
that never happened to me either.
Never had your teeth on?
Dentures?
Never had teeth on layaway?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
That was back in the day.
I never had layaway, not even sure how it works.
Have you ever used layaway, ever?
No idea.
How long have you been rich?
Not really. I just started
this way. It ain't nothing like a good old layaway because they're addictive. I got about 9 of them right now.
Let's hope the book sells.
I wouldn't have had Christmas if it hadn't been for layaway.
I know that's right. I was in Walmart the other day. It's like, layaway, September 1st. Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Wow. We're talking with Ms. Pat. Ms. Pat's book is called Rabbit, the autobiography of Ms. Pat. Getting great reviews, and it's the Amazon memoir of the month.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing, and it just came out 2 days ago. And there's an audio book and everything.
Yeah, and my husband swears it's going to be bestseller. So if y'all go pick it up, maybe I can make it.
How long did it take you to do the audio book?
A week.
I would think
My God, it was so much. But they pay you so good to read, and you know I don't like to read. So I took my precious time.
They pay you by the hour?
You could have asked me to read it, Pat. Once again, I'll read. This is just a random page. Who's Duck?
A character.
Duck and I sold 50 rocks on Baldwin.
Here, you don't need to know who Duck is. Just read the sentence.
Duck and I sold 50 rocks on Baldwin in a smooth 15 minutes.
That's right.
Would have taken me days to sell that much in Techwood. Spending all that time running from shootouts was obviously keeping me from living up to my full dope-dealing potential.
Join us again next time. Tom Griswold reading Ms. Pat's autobiography.
Does it lose a little authenticity?
It does a little bit.
Okay.
Mystery shows of Who Killed Sally.
We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Ms. Pat's here with us, and Pat's going to be doing her live comedy show Friday and Saturday at Morty's Comedy Joint on the North Side, Morty's new location. Check them out. And by the way, Pat's new book is out, and it's got huge, great reviews nationwide, and you're going to be signing it at 5 o'clock tomorrow?
5 o'clock Friday and Saturday before the show, and then I'll be signing it after the show. So you can do it like a meet and greet and sign it.
Cool.
And I hug you, and you buy the book.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have books there for sale, correct?
Barnes & Noble would be there selling the book there.
Awesome.
This is not no back trunk deal like I'm used to. This is some real mainstream
stuff.
Now,
I have a back trunk story I want to tell here in just a second that involves...
I bet you don't.
I bet I do.
Not like that. Not like one of her back trunk stories.
The Charlie story. You know the Charlie story. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. The eye roll from Chick McGee. He's mad already.
Intentional.
We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. This room is so nice looking today because we have the lovely Ms. Pat. We have the lovely Allie Breen. Let's see. I've just painted myself in the corner. Josh, help me here.
What are you
doing? Two comedians.
Do?
Allie Breen on her way to the one of the best comedy rooms in the country, Go Bananas, by all measures.
Yes.
Allie will be there starting this evening.
Yep.
Ms. Pat at the legendary Morty's Friday and Saturday with her new book, her autobiography. And you guys have never met, but you've both kind of been down the same roads.
Yeah. Well, comedy-wise, I don't know about the rest.
She hurried up and said, I ain't been where she been. And I'm so glad to know you're a comedian. I thought Tom just had you in here to look at. I was going to get jealous.
I like looking at you too, Ms. Pat.
You're right.
You're both.
Somebody reads you like a cheap counting pal.
Yeah.
Pat, you've got a kind of a spangled, is that the word, hat on? Sparkly?
A bedazzled. Exactly.
Got it out the clearance rack.
It's nice. But the reason I'm asking is, did you have something done to your eyebrows?
No, I just drew them on wrong this morning.
Oh, okay.
My daughter stole all my makeup, so I had to find something to put up there. I must have did a horrible job.
No, they look good.
They look really good. I was thinking.
He has no. Don't listen to him.
I was thinking maybe you had them tattooed on or something.
Isn't I had nothing tattooed on.
That's the new thing, right, Chris?
Well, that, there, yeah. was, there's, there are
people
some
are
folks
doing
who are doing that.
That,
yeah.
I think Korean people do that.
They tattoo. No, I mean, I know a lot of.
I know a lot of people have done it, yes.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
The lipstick and stuff. I don't want to wake up like that.
What?
That's why I don't like California.
They tattoo on lipstick?
Yep. Yeah, your lipstick.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
You live in New York? Yeah.
Eyeliner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, your blush.
Yeah, nope. if that goes wrong, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
because you look like you're going trick-or-treat every day.
Well, there are people like that now with that weird strawberry-colored hair people are getting and the blue
that's
hair.
That's pretty.
Oh.
You know, older women
it's
are getting that.
It's pretty for Halloween. Yeah.
No, older women are getting that because they want to feel young, middle-aged women, so they do their hair purple so you can look.
Is that what that's for?
I think.
Okay, yeah. Would you ever do that?
See, white women can do it, and it's just their hair dye. When we do it, we ghetto, so I don't do it.
Okay. Well, you have really nice long straight hair, but that's
I'm not dying this. I spent too much. It's a sew-in.
So that doesn't come off?
The top piece come off, but the back is sewed in because the top piece is glued in.
Oh, it's like a convertible.
You buy this in individual. It's like a convertible. I can pull the top back.
So party in the back.
You have a skull.
You never heard
that would be interesting look, wouldn't it?
You never heard that song, Let Your Hair Down, in your red dress.
Wait a second. You mean wear your wig hat on your head? It's one of my favorite songs.
Not that one.
I love that song.
She doesn't even want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, no.
That's by a black artist, not by whoever you keep playing.
I think this is Babyface I'm talking about. A great African-American artist. Let's give it a quick listen here.
Oh,
listen
no.
carefully.
Put on your high heels, baby. Wear your wig hat on your head.
God, I love that. Here's the best part.
Pretty sure you're gonna knock them dead.
Is the term wig hat no longer the common parlance of the street?
I've never heard that.
Anyone said that.
Tommy Tucker. Well, Tommy Tucker just said wig
hat.
Well,
in 1930.
Well, I was talking
time was when you go out on the town, Josh, and you take your lady and get her a wig hat.
That's
yes.
right.
That's right.
You're when you were working in Hooverville, you would get a corn pone, and then you would take your lady out right. with
like,
a wig hat.
I'm guessing the wig hat.
Oh, mister, I'd love a wig hat.
See, there you go. There's a doll wants a wig hat right there.
Yeah, well, you better put out first, young lady. I don't buy a wig hat for no one.
Tom, I would love a couple bongos.
A couple of bongos?
Bongos.
Bongos? I don't have any bongos.
Bundles. I would like a couple of bundles. That's what this is called. They
bundles?
Come in bundles.
Bundles.
Yeah.
Oh, of hair, you mean.
Oh, gotcha.
I see why you don't date outside your race. You can't understand us.
I speak Pat. Let me
you speak
try to
Pat?
Translate.
He has he has a lot of trouble understanding everyone.
I'll show him a few episodes of Claws, and then maybe he'll...
No, show him The Wire.
You feel me?
Right. You feel me? See, that's a black term. You feel me, bro?
No one's feeling me. I don't particularly like being hugged.
Let's go.
In fact,
to 38th
Christy,
Street
Christy,
so
I was saying, I'm not much of. Yesterday, I was saying I'm not much of a hugger, and you mentioned Allie.
Yes, and that was one of my favorite moments of the years when Allie came in last week or 2 weeks ago, and she hugged you, and I thought you were going to
weird
faint.
Way.
It was like,
he didn't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do.
I think at one point he started to pat your head. He wasn't quite sure.
I'm not much
time
of a hugger.
Time was of a dame hugged a man. They were mad.
That's said.
That's right. They were immediately married.
Immediately.
Allie, you
can't
don't.
Have that sort of behavior.
The parson would run out. And
that was such an innocent thing for you to do. You had no idea. And we were all, I was looking at him going, oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, no, Christy and I knew what was going on.
I'm more of a traditional handshake kind of guy.
Tom, the song is My, My, My by Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill?
Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill.
My, My, My is what about the
Johnny
hair?
Johnny Gill, like... Yeah.
Fish.
Okay. All right. We'll have to see if we can dig that one
out. And we should dance to it in the studio.
Oh, that sounds nice.
What was the dance you taught me last time?
Let's have a dance party.
No, I don't know, but we should dance. That's a slow song. You should put
your
arms around
me. I would pay to see Tom and Miss Pat dance.
Right at the top of my hind.
That means you have to
You should dip me, Tom. You should dip me.
I have a little bit of a cold.
I don't care nothing about your cold. You rich. I take it. You got health care, and so do I. Sneeze on me.
Well, you got health care.
Sneeze on me, baby.
Yeah, there's a...
Let's get messy.
You should dip me, Tom.
I hope nobody has that as a sexual fetish. Sneeze on me?
Oh, my God.
God, that'd
sure
be awful.
Do. I'm you sure.
You think that's out there?
Some guy out there just now, I heard him. At last.
Well, can we do one more quick reading? Do we have just a real fast one?
Okay.
Once again, Pat's book is called Rabbit, The Autobiography of Ms. Pat.
It's time now for a special reading.
Nationally, Amazon has labeled this the memoir of the month. That's such
Tom
great
Griswold.
News.
Miss Pat's memoir.
Okay, Pat, does it matter where I read? Here's any suggestions?
Tom Griswold.
This is just page...
No, chapter 5.
Okay. Who's Sweetie?
It doesn't matter.
Sister. Don't ask, just read.
It's your sister?
Mm-hmm. Just read.
Hang on a second. Sorry.
Gee, Christmas. Chicken basket.
Sweetie and I were sitting in the porch hand-clapping Miss Mary Mack the first time Mr. John offered to buy us food.
That's the wrong chapter.
Oh, is that bad?
No, keep going.
Oh, is this okay? Is something going to bad happen here? This is where you get your nipple shot off, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
Look, you know how reading works? You read something out of the book. You don't constantly ask questions and look around like you're lost the first time on
Earth. You leave it up to the reader.
I read to my little girls all the time, and I often ask questions.
You should read this book to your little girl.
Oh.
I think you're in chapter 5.
You want to try it again?
Chapter 5.
Switch.
Okay. Now, you're not supposed to read chapter 5.
Mr. John was a bricklayer.
Don't read chapter 5.
That's the wrong chapter.
That's the only brick he was laying.
Is bricklayer a slang term?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Who can't read this one?
One
Yikes.
More time, let's try a reading of Miss Pat's memoir, Rabbit. Here's Tom.
Where it's rated R for sexually explicit, right?
Yeah, where is it not real juicy?
Is it book rated? Do they rate books?
No. Well, it's got bad words in it.
Right.
It's got real, they're called real words.
Could we have
I'm
the
from.
Music, please? I think it helps.
Would your nipple get replaced?
If you'd read the book, I'll play the music. Stop yakking. Are you going to read now?
We hadn't been out by the chili
dog. Stop it. I wasn't playing the music.
We hadn't been out.
Special reading.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
We hadn't been out by the chili dog truck for more than an hour when we heard shots firing in the distance. Again, this doesn't sound like the neighborhood.
Okay, this has been a reading.
You can't even read without editorializing.
Well, we'll come right back.
You can't just let anything
No.
happen.
Ms. Pat, Allie Breen hanging out with us when we return. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Yul Brynner, right?
Yul Brynner.
King and I.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Deborah Carr.
Uh-huh. We have a lot going on here.
1954.
Including, it's a classic. I mean, you don't not read Shakespeare because it wasn't written last year, but...
that's different.
Coming up, we have a little bit of Johnny Gill. But right now, this portion of the Bob and Tom Show...
Nope.
...is brought to you by me talking about Ms. Pat.
And, we went over it for 10 minutes before we came back on the air. Went over it for 10 minutes. That absolutely happened. Chris, did that happen? Yes.
Tom's excited.
Awesome. Could I have my reading music, please?
Nope.
Ms. Pat's book...
Hey, Tom, if you and Miss Pat were ever to hook up, who'd be on top?
That's
Somebody
a tweet.
Wants to know on Twitter.
Miss Pat.
Turn the music off. That's what it's going to sound like with me on top. I don't even get on top of my husband. He's bigger than Tom.
He went right into the commercial like a trained dog.
Ms. Pat
That's
is
amazing.
A lovely person. But I never even got a chance to talk. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. It's,
oh, my God.
I just seen that visual, too, Tom. These girls just hanging in your face and you slapping them out the way.
Be like a car wash.
You know, no idea what's happening. Welcome back to the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
When's the first time I told you you are out on your feet? When's the first time I told you that? Like 20 years ago? Yeah, it's not getting any better. You're out.
I'm on cold medication today. I have an excuse. Barely breathe over here. I was in bed all day. We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts Studios preparing for tomorrow's show because, of course, it's the Napa Tool of the Week. We always get very excited. I may win this week, actually. But she's no tool. She's Ms. Pat. She's no tool either. She's the lovely Allie Breen. Both these beautiful women have a lot going on. It'll be Ms. Pat and Morty's Friday, Saturday. And then Go Bananas, the very famous, one of the greatest clubs in the country. A great place to see live comedy. You know, not everything's on Netflix. Go out. Do something fun.
Yes.
You can see Allie Breen there starting tonight, running through Sunday evening. Pat, I'm holding your book in my hand. It's a Rabbit, the autobiography of Ms. Pat. And Rabbit was your nickname as a kid. And when you were a drug dealer.
Yes.
What kind of drugs were you selling?
Only kind that black people like. Crack.
What'd you need? Yeah.
Crack?
Yes.
That's it? You were just crack?
I sold a little weed, but mainly crack.
Okay. All right. But you didn't take any of the drugs.
No, I didn't do any drugs.
Well, you never do your own. You never do your own.
Some people do. Some people do, but not me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Did you ever smoke any
reefer?
Marijuana, reefer, whatever the current?
Yeah, a little bit. It didn't do anything for me. It made me sleepy. Reefer to me was like a cheeseburger.
Like a cheeseburger.
Made you a little drowsy.
Usually you want a cheeseburger after reefer, but okay.
No, man, you know how you eat some heavy and you're like, oh, yeah. I'm ready for a
nap, seriously. I think we're all
now,
ready.
Now, Pat, we were mentioning the fact that you have it's not a wig. What's it called again? Yogi?
It's a weave. Yaki is the name.
Yaki,
of the
sorry, yeah, not yogi.
It's Brazilian.
It's a
weave.
Yaki.
It's wavy if you
so
get
it's
it.
It's Yaki.
Yes.
And she wants you to buy her a bundle of hair.
Yeah.
A bundle.
A bundle will be about $400.
For how much?
Wow.
Like a bundle?
You get three bundles.
Well, how much is it a bundle?
It's a little knot like this. And
well,
you
it's
need
like
four
a golf ball's worth?
It's like you that need four spaghetti. Mm-hmm. It's like the spaggetti measure.
And then you can buy the lace front. On on top is $150.
How long does it last?
Well, on top of my head, the lace front here. Oh, they'd be last about 3 weeks. You put them in the trash and buy another one. Because they thin out like your hair there.
Yeah, he's familiar with that.
It just happened. I didn't do anything.
No, so I'm going to need a new one. They're $150.
I'm defending you now. You're exactly right.
So it's $400 bucks for 3 weeks worth of hair?
No, that's
for
just
this
for
is,
one
no.
bundle.
No, you can get $400 for the bag.
Yeah.
And but this here, I replace about every 3 weeks.
So do you shower with it or is it dishwasher safe?
Dishwasher safe. You're really white. Dishwashers. I can see Tom now trying to put my head in a dishwasher.
No, so
I replaced the frontal. It's called a frontal. About every 3 weeks to a month. It's $150. But you can keep this back hair for about a year. But I replace it like when I'm getting ready to do TV.
Looks very nice.
Can you style it? Can you curl it?
Oh, it does everything.
Yeah, it's just like regular hair.
Yeah, you can swim with it. It got glued to hold it down.
You can go horseback riding?
Yeah.
Can you swim?
I don't invite black women.
Can you swim?
Huh?
Can you swim?
No, I'm black.
No, I'm not trying to, I'm just asking.
No, I can't swim. My husband can swim.
You would float.
I can float you, Tom. You want me to float you in the 4 feet?
What did I do? I was just sitting over here trying to be
careful. Can't you see?
Tom, we should do that. I should float you in the 4 feet. Let you lay on these things and we just...
Do you have a two-piece bathing suit?
You can't see the bottom.
Do you own a bathing suit?
No.
So you don't go to the neighborhood pool in the summer and have some fun?
My hair costs too much.
Oh, so you can't get that hair wet.
I can, but I don't like no pool, Tom. I don't got time for all that. I don't need to be out there tanning and stuff. But I float you in the 4 foot.
Now, Ms. Pat has a new biography, and it's...
You can sit in my lap.
It's getting weirder by the minute.
Come on, Tom. We should shoot that.
I would float you. I would pay so much to see that.
Now, Pat, you... If this book takes off, maybe you can...
Get a pool.
Float
get
in
a pool.
The four
if you had your own pool, would you go in it?
I float you in the 4 foot.
All right. We have to make this happen.
I know.
No, I don't want a pool, Tom.
Okay. Now, did you buy a lottery ticket yesterday?
I don't think.
No.
I would have thought you would. We bought some here.
We bought some.
Yeah, we won $16 And we're going to take the payout. We're not going
to
do it.
We're trying to decide if we're going to quit our job.
If I would have won a lottery, I wouldn't be here with you.
Me either.
None of us would.
I don't think any of us would.
I would have got me a white man who liked looking at me.
I enjoy chatting with you.
I would have left my husband at Allison, too.
Okay. Could we have my music, please? Once again, I'm reading from Pat's book. Again, a totally...
Here's Tom not reading
not
at all,
chapter
but just
five.
Has Pat's book in front of him.
This is totally random. This is not chapter five.
The last thing he's going to do is read from the book.
The girls, Tata, Tomika, and Cece...
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Oh, no, it's Tata. That's one of the... Is that one of your friends or one of your daughters?
Those are my nieces.
Oh, your nieces. Her name is Tata?
Those are made-up names,
remember?
That's a very sweet name.
Okay, now what you just said, was that... in the book?
Yes. The
no,
girls.
No, no, no. When you were asking her questions, is that in the book?
No.
You're supposed to do a reading.
Okay, sorry.
Okay?
No interruptions of any kind.
Yeah, I'll stop interrupting you.
The girls, Tata, Tomika, Cece, and Little C, had all come to live with me a few months before Duck and I split up. Can I take a break and ask a question?
I can't think of any way to stop you.
Is Duck...
Doug is my drug dealing friend.
Oh, he's not boyfriend,
you know,
number one.
When you read this later, she's not. Well, maybe she will be right there to answer your questions. Maybe you can get that done.
Okay. of course, Tata said.
Okay, go ahead.
Not just because I had a big screen TV, but also because Aunt Vanessa's place was like all the seven circles of hell. Oh, this is getting ugly here. Once again, a reading from the Ms. Pat autobiography, which is, again, a selection of Amazon for the memoir of the month. That's awesome. And it just came out. And this is available as an audiobook.
Yes.
Does your sense of humor come through in some of the lighter parts?
No,
as a stand-up comedian? No, it's pretty...
Pretty just reading it.
Did they make you reread sentences over and over again?
Shoot, jail. Oh, God. I said I read slow. And I couldn't pronounce some of the words, and so it was hard. It wasn't easy reading that book, and it's 7.5 hours.
Wow.
I'd have been there for a week, but they paid really good, so I wasn't in no rush. And then they fed you lunch, too, so I was ordering at every expensive place in Indianapolis I could. I was being real black. I took my family food and everything.
Who's LaDante?
I don't know.
She ran track.
Oh, that's my niece.
Okay. LaDante ran track. She was good, too. The summer after she finished 11th grade, she was invited to meet in Florida to qualify for the Junior Olympics. Oh, this is very nice. This is very nice. This is a really pleasant part of the book. Also, what's the matter?
You're not reading.
Oh.
You don't.
Okay. Well, let me. I'll find a nice juicy passage, and we'll read a little bit more later. We have time to get a quick word in about Christy Lee at the news desk.
My Uber here.
Not yet.
Oh.
Why, are you ready to take one?
Yeah.
Okay. You know that you could also drive one because that's the what we call it, getting on your side hustle here at the Bob and Tom Show, because the summer's not over. Plenty of time to make some extra cash. Maybe you want to take a nice Labor Day weekend trip.
Yeah.
Well, drive with Uber. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You could just drive when you feel like it. No one's going to call you up and go, hey, this weekend, you got to drive, man. That won't happen. You do it when you want, and you cash in when you want up to 5 times a day because Uber has something called Uber's Instant Pay. It goes straight into your bank account.
Yep.
Just take your phone and go.
Like magic.
There's the money. So plan that next vacation. Maybe you want to take guitar lessons. Whatever you want to do, it's your money. Be your own boss. Make the most out of your summer. Earn that extra cash for that Labor Day weekend holiday or whatever you want to do. Meet your financial goals. Pay off some bills. Get your side hustle up and running. That's what we call it here in the Bob and Tom program. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. How do you do it? Well, you go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. UBER, uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See the site for all the details about how you can make lots of extra money by driving with Uber. Now, Christy, do you have a teaser for us when we come back?
Yes, we have our first staring at the sun.
Injury?
Injury, yeah, that's the way I'd look at it.
Mishap?
Don't look at the eclipse, kids. How many times did we tell you that?
Problem?
Apparently not everyone listened. And then we have a kind of a disturbing story that has to do with piglets and sausages.
Oh, are we going to do that one?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I saw that. It starts out happy. It ends up.
It depends on how you look at the story. It might be happy for some.
Okay.
If they hadn't started as piglets, it would have been better.
We'll have that coming up.
Okay, and a little...
And duck on a leash.
And this. Put on your red dress.
And you two are going to slow dance for us.
Yes, yes, okay. Please.
Yeah, when
with
we
Johnny
come back,
Gill.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thank you, McDonald's. Thank you, Christy. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Got a lot of ladies in the house right now. Of course, the lady of the house is Christy Lee.
Hey, yeah, we equal each other out, 3-3. Well,
that's fun.
Well, Chris, 4, so.
Christopher running the running the equipment today. Thank you very much. We have the other blonde is Allie Breen, comedian, on our way to Go Bananas. Here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, the other lady is Ms. Pat. Her new book just came out. It's called Rabbit, the Autobiography of Ms. Pat. And it's just been selected by Amazon as the Memoir of the Month.
Yes, sir, Big Daddy.
Very good. And
White Daddy, I'm
I like
sorry.
That. White Daddy, a little awkward.
Big White Daddy.
No need
daddy.
To bring in any racial components here. Miss Pat has asked me to do another reading. Okay,
has she?
Is that how that happened? She asked you.
All right.
Okay.
Shut up, I asked my baby daddy.
Okay, in this part of the book, I was just reading it off the air. You've stopped selling drugs, and you've started to write bad checks at the mall. I gave the rest of my dope to my niece, Cece, so she could make herself some spending money. And I settled up my debt with my dealer, Lamont. I'm proud of you.
You big dummy. Does anyone remember Lamont?
Sure.
Of course. Sanford and Son?
DeMond Wilson.
He became a preacher. And then, oh, my God, now I'm doing it.
Very fine show. I'm quoting Lamont here. I'm proud of you, girl, he said when I told him I was...
I'm proud of you, girl.
Quitting the game.
I'm quitting the game.
I always knew you were better than this. Then Ms. Pat writes, I was turning my life around, giving up slinging rock.
Slinging a rock.
Now, slinging rock, of course, I can clearly tell that's slang for selling crack.
That's right.
Okay, very good. Slinging rock to start my classy new enterprise, writing bad checks. Oh, so you're being...
It's called forgery.
Sarcastic?
Yes, sarcastic. Yeah. I thought for sure Michael would be happy with me taking my hustle in a new direction. But if anything,
possibly her side hustle.
Yes, thank you very much. I thought I was thinking sad. But if anything, he was madder than before. You can't keep doing this, he said one evening when I walked through the front door after a hard day of work scheming at the mall. I was carrying five
Who's
over...
Michael?
My husband.
Oh.
Son of a... Now you're doing it.
Well, can I just go in the other room and read the book?
Can I go Can I go home and read the book?
Yeah.
Let me go home.
I was carrying five overflowing bags from Macy's, Foot Locker, and Gymboree, all paid for with forged checks. Wow. So this is fascinating. How do you forge a check? How do you do that?
Well,
you find people like you who leave their stuff in the car and steal it.
Checkbooks?
Yeah, it was back in the day, checkbook. You can't do that anymore.
Can't do that anymore. Nobody has checkbooks.
No, it's been ruined by people who forged checks.
Yeah, those were the good old days. Yeah. You can't do that anymore.
Well, back in the day, you know.
God, I don't.
Time-wise, you go from carriage to carriage, pick out those checks, and take them over to the apothecary.
That's right.
I mean, I know it's kind of a hack comic premise, but if I'm in line at the grocery store and somebody writes a check, I lose my mind.
No, you lose your mind. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
No matter what's going on.
No, yeah, I got fine.
This happened in the 90s, so nobody did.
There were no debit cards back then.
There was no debit cards.
You don't carry a checkbook around.
My husband do.
I don't carry it, but I still write checks, yes.
Mm. Yeah, my husband writes checks.
See, if I answer this, I have to take my checkbook out of my car, is what I'm
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you have your checkbook in the car?
Well, some of them.
You write checks, really?
Every now and then.
Joshy, do you write checks?
Yeah, every now and again.
Yeah, every now and then.
Yeah, I do. You don't have any
checks?
Well,
you know. He's like, don't sit in front of his pad.
No. You know what? Sometimes I don't think before I speak.
I don't really like to do that.
Certainly not.
I haven't written a check since forever.
The help writes the checks.
Yes.
Cook.
The help writes the check.
Cook, will you?
Everything is online now.
Household money.
Yeah.
Everything's online now. You do a little click of the button.
But personal, sometimes you don't have the cash. You just want to get the person the money. And
You know what you should get me, Tom? Because you're never going to buy me no hair. I've been dealing with you for 5 years now.
I bought you some nice roses. I bought you a beautiful birthday cake.
You can't wear roses for hair, can't you?
No. No. You should get me.
You should get me.
Yes.
Listen to her.
A year a supply of housekeeping.
There you
because
go.
Because I use.
I mean, housekeeping, like supplies, you mean?
No, I want
like
you to buy
a housekeeper.
Somebody to
he wants,
clean up
she
my
wants
house.
Somebody to clean
and I'm
going to
act like I did it. For
oh, I know
husband.
Someone who's very, very good.
Well, I need you to pay.
But she's
them.
Too busy at my house.
Yeah, you.
She's
when you,
very good.
When you finish with Maria, can you send her to my house?
Okay. We have a new book here. It's.
Ms. Pat's I think that's a no, Pat.
Rabbit.
She asked you a question. Would you answer her, please?
Now, is your house pretty messy right now?
I washed a bunch of clothes and then didn't fold them up. My husband waits till I leave town, but he's, I can't clean up like I start something and I stop. And I'm just too
you know,
busy.
The thing a lot of people don't know about Pat, she's got such a big heart. She's taking care of four babies. And, you know,
I got
her
four
nieces,
new crack babies
kids.
At the house.
Yeah,
how old
ones.
Are they?
3, 6. 8 and 9.
Yeah.
Well, I got, let's see, 1.5.
But
four.
They're not crack babies.
Oh, that's true. They're very
well,
sweet
that's
little
what,
babies.
Let's start giving them crack. See what happens.
And she doesn't have a team of people to take care of them.
Oh, I see.
No, I don't have a nanny.
They don't have a check writer or a chauffeur or someone.
Jesus Christ.
It's ridiculous.
The squad of
those
au pairs.
Crack babies don't do yachts.
Squad
Yahtzee.
Of au pairs.
Polo.
So how
do you walk your baby in a stroller? Are you a stroller?
Waiting.
What now?
You walk your baby in a stroller, right?
Yeah,
all the time. Is there anything more
oh, I know you're
embarrassing
going,
for...
You can't fold the stroller?
No. I yesterday drove by a man, middle-aged, probably late middle-aged man, pushing a stroller with a little dog in it.
Oh, wow. You see that in New York all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No, just
no,
emasculated.
And he was, yeah, and he had like one hand on it, and he was kind of walking like he didn't really want to do this. You could
Let
tell,
me tell
he
you,
did not.
You,
oh, he was
why was he doing
somebody.
It?
Somebody told him to do it is what I'm thinking.
Either one of my puppies needed to ride in a stroller, I'd push him. I wouldn't even think twice.
Really?
No, where I thought you were going was the other day I was
Absolutely.
In the grocery store parking
really
lot, and there was some guy trying to trying to fold a stroller.
Yes. And you offered to help him, didn't you?
Well, because some of these strollers, I mean, you need, it's like you're learning to, you know, pilot an airplane in the Navy. Some of these strollers, you've got to put like one mm-hmm. hand here, one hand here, pull here, push here with your foot to get them to fold.
You know, my son got twins, and that stroller is crazy.
Is it side by side or front?
They got side by side and front, and I'm like, hey, don't
you,
bring
you, you could have an engineer look at this and go, I'm going to need the manual. Because some of them have hidden buttons.
What's more likely? The stroller manufacturers are making them as easy as possible to collapse, or you're doing it wrong?
No, this guy couldn't do it. No, the stroller manufacturers, these engineers are brilliant.
It's Everyone should be reminded that Tom, at one point, was driving a car where if he turned the radio on, the car would go off. Or am
where
I getting
was
it
that?
Backward? Am I getting that backward?
No. If you put the car in reverse, the radio went off.
Well,
there
that's
you
a safety measure.
It's the same. Your car has that, Christy.
It does.
Well, that's so you can hear the tone.
But I didn't know that.
My first
when I bought it, so I just thought
the car means to do that.
Yeah,
that's a safety
you can
measure?
Set it.
Safety,
huh?
You can set. You can also set it so that.
Because my mom used to do that when she had to concentrate. She'd turn the radio
Everyone
down.
Does.
I never do that.
I thought something
through.
Was wrong with the car. My kid's father, when I first met him, he had a Nova. And it didn't have no floorboards, so you had to ride with your legs open.
Like Fred Flintstone?
I swear he had a mat on it. And he lost so many floor mats because he had a hole in his car.
That'll happen.
I guess you didn't go many places when it was raining.
I stayed in that car, I tell you.
Wow. You can find out Ms. Pat's life, very exciting. You were a drug dealer, you wrote bad checks, but now you've turned it around. You're a stand-up comedian working on a new TV show.
Yes.
And the book is called Rabbit, the Autobiography of Ms. Pat. Let's get to a couple more quick news stories with Christy Lee. We missed anything over there?
Yeah, Joey Badass has been touring to promote his new album. By the way, he spells it, if you're not familiar with the rapper Joey Badass, he spells it B-A-D-A, money sign, money sign.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that passé?
I don't know.
Wasn't that, who was it, Kesha?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know that Joey
Kesha's
Badass
got a great new album
necessarily
out,
cares.
Kesha the rapper?
But isn't the dollar Kesha's sign in place of an S, isn't that over?
Yeah, I don't think it ever was.
Somebody who goes by Joey Badass doesn't consider things like that.
Well, he's been touring to promote his new album called All American Badass. American spelled A-M-E-R-I-K-K-K-A-N.
Well, wait a minute.
Ooh.
Joey, by the way. Looks like Mr. Badass had to cancel a string of shows, and it might be because he was staring into the sun during Monday's solar eclipse.
Uh-oh.
He bragged about staring at the eclipse on Twitter, later abruptly announced shows in Cleveland, Toronto, and Chicago canceled due to unforeseen circumstances.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Unforeseen indeed.
He's he can't see. Blind.
No, that's low ticket sale.
Yeah.
You're going to blame it on the eclipse.
Well.
Oh, people didn't want to go see Joey Badass.
Yeah.
Here's
What's
picture.
Joey Badass look like?
He has sort of braided hair.
He looks like a badass.
Hanging out in front of his cap. Uh-huh. He's wearing a cap. He's wearing one of his own caps. It says badass right on there.
There you go.
So he's
that was low ticket sales.
Underscoring his badassness. Who knows? You think it was low ticket sales?
Yeah, because if they don't buy tickets to see me at Morty's, I'm going to tell them I looked at the eclipse.
Did you in fact look at the eclipse?
Child, I ain't got time to be chasing no eclipse. I'll put my laundry in the machine. I've seen many eclipses.
I believe.
I grew up
Ms.
with
Pat
no electricity.
Was doing laundry when the eclipse happened.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't even go outside, grab the glasses, and take a look-see?
I just told you I've had eclipses. All lights used to get cut off all the time.
Oh, I see.
Nothing special about the sun blocking lights.
Wait, so when you were selling crack, don't you ever make a good amount of money at some point?
Yeah, but that don't last.
It goes right back into the business.
It go back to the business. No, it go to the police department because they're going to lock you up.
You got to grow your business. Basic stuff.
Sure. Yeah, to be successful, you have to have money, remember?
You have to make money, you have to spend money.
Put it back in. Advertising.
She's asking Tom Griswold questions.
Word of mouth can do so much.
Now, so I'm sorry, what else besides Joey Dumbass do we have going on right now?
Well, a one-armed Maine man accused of startling neighbors, Maine. This is in Bedford, Maine. Startling.
Where all men are Maine men.
Bedford, Maine.
My man, 50 grand.
One-armed Maine man accused of startling his neighbors by going for a stroll, wearing a clown mask and brandishing a machete, says it was supposed to be a prank. 31-year-old Hollis resident Corey Berry pleaded not guilty yesterday to criminal threatening and weapons charges.
He did it.
According to police, Berry was intoxicated but cooperative when they arrested him last
month. Did he really have one arm?
They say he had a machete taped to the stump of his arm.
Oh!
Well, someone must have helped him. Well, wait a minute.
That was a real live Freddy Krueger. That was Freddy Krueger.
And was wearing
a
mask.
Machete to your stump, I guess.
Yeah. To copy some previous clown sightings in the area. Yeah.
That was Freddy Krueger.
Freddy. Is there a Freddy Krueger Melon Camp? Yeah, Dean, next Halloween, we need to do a Freddy Krueger Melon Camp song. John would probably appreciate that.
Oh, my. Yeah, so anyway.
I was born in a horror movie. I'm trying to, there's no picture here. Here's the article.
Oh, I'll find a picture for you.
So, but the guy really does have one arm.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, dear God, there is a picture.
this is a hell of a prank.
With the new It movie coming out, this is going to happen.
That people was happening, all those clowns
right,
hanging in the woods.
Now, now there's going to be another influx.
This guy looks there's a picture of the clown mask on the cop car and the machete, and he looks incredibly intoxicated. But looks like he's having a pretty good time. And then wait a minute, I'm wrong. That's there's so video. Lovely. There is video of this guy.
Oh, there he is. He does have it. It's taped to his stump, and he's got a jacket on.
Yeah,
over.
So he's just a guy having a good time. So what did he get sentenced?
Who is he?
He's just
if
a
you
guy,
saw this
let's
guy,
get this straight, okay? He's just a guy having fun and he pays his taxes. All right?
Well, let's leave the
give him a break, right? Okay? Come on.
Yeah.
Let him live his life.
I'm sorry. Right? Was he found guilty or?
He pleaded not guilty to criminal threatening and weapons
charges.
Because
he wasn't trying to threaten anybody.
He said he was just intoxicated and he was just trying to have some fun.
So did they list it as being one-armed and dangerous?
No, we had a machete on the other one.
Wow.
Man.
You wouldn't tape a machete on your good arm. You couldn't tape a machete on your good arm.
Why would you?
I want an honest answer. I want an honest answer here. Chick McGee.
What?
Would you hire a one-armed clown?
Maybe. If I was in the market for a clown,
that he was a juggler, yes.
I've never ever been in the market for a clown, even when the kids were small, ever.
Did someone have to help tape the machete to his arm? Or
people know how to work with that one arm.
All right,
Christy found the video.
So here's the guy, right?
Right.
And then here he is without his mask on.
He looks really high.
You're the one who said he was just having a good time, okay?
Well, he's walking around.
kind of like he has taped the machete to kind of like a sleeve thing that he pulled up over his stuff.
If he were at Comic Con or whatever con it is, people would think it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking around.
Because within context, it works. Out on the street.
If you saw that guy wandering through your neighborhood.
You would call the cops so fast.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Would, would you say, here, hold my baby, I'll be right back? No.
This guy's just having a good time.
First you would say, how did you get through the gate? Then you would call the police. Right.
How'd you lose your arm, buddy?
He does look a little intoxicated.
He only got one arm?
Yes.
People got one arm. My friend had one arm. She could swim and everything.
Oh, yeah. God. Of course, it was in a circle, but...
No, it was not in a circle. She was a fast backstroker.
Really?
Well, I know if you only had one arm, backstroking, you'd go in a circle.
You're not going in a circle.
No,
she couldn't swim. Her mother threw her in the pool and said, get it, girl, and she learned how to swim. Oh, she didn't use the little arm. She used the whole arm.
Mm-hmm.
The little arm. No, you mentioned your dad only had the one leg.
Yeah.
And you just got rid of his artificial limb now that he's deceased?
Yeah.
And it was flesh. It was flesh tone.
Yeah, it had a new shoe on it and everything.
It was Negro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Rather not ever say that. Sorry. Go right ahead.
Could you mention, said it was mocha or something.
Was your dad? Could he swim?
I just got to know the man. I don't know what he could do.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But you don't. You never took swimming lessons.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Would you like to learn? I have a really good swimming teacher.
I need a housekeeper.
Well, I don't know.
You're trying to give me stuff I can't use.
You think everyone wants to go swimming?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, swimming is really a healthy form of exercise.
Why? Not for me.
Sure it is.
Some people so was running from the police, but I don't do it anymore.
Exercise in a different way instead of swimming.
It'd be fun for Pat to learn how to swim.
It would be fun if you got me a housekeeper.
Jerk. Not everyone swims.
Not a privileged jerk.
I know.
There's a pool
don't
in my neighborhood.
Don't talk to him like that.
Over at the Riviera.
Well, he doesn't have a pool at his house. Let's give him that.
No, there's a pool down the street
because it's more complicated to
you
go.
You got it in your
right.
To
pack up the car.
Pack everything up.
I have a pool in my community.
There you go. See, I've got a community pool.
Yeah, I have a community pool, but I never use it.
You don't take the little babies over there?
No.
Take Miss Pat to your community pool.
That's what I...
Let's do that.
You should take me to your house.
I was going to suggest that the other...
You can blindfold me.
The other way. Break.
They will think you're filming Get Out 2 if you do that.
You really should
and I don't
blindfold
mean,
everybody there. No. Is what you should do.
And I don't mean the pool at your neighborhood. I mean the fancy one with the golf course.
Where do you live,
pool
Tom?
My neighbor. No, my two houses down. It's a very fine African American community neighborhood guy.
Yeah, right.
He's one of the good ones.
Too many.
Qualified physician. Happens to be a very nice gentleman.
Right.
His family.
You should blindfold me and take me to your house.
I didn't have to blindfold you.
Why would you have to blindfold him?
Because he don't want me to know where he lives.
He'd have to hide you under a pile of coats. It would be okay. I think that'd be fine.
Well, now, there's a shallow
end. 5 minutes from
my
here.
Neighborhood pool has a nice shallow end, so you'd be okay.
So she can float you.
Yeah.
There it is.
Now, can you swim at all? Could you?
I can float, Tom.
She's going to set you on your lap.
No, but I mean, if you jumped in the deep end, would you go right to the bottom, or can you?
I'm heavy. I think I'm going to come back up.
She's not solid.
I'm not Allie.
She's
Allie
got a couple buoys strapped to her chest.
Yes, Allie, well, you'd throw Allie in the pool. She'd sink like a stone.
Just anchor.
Pencils right
now. Not top alone going to save
me. Now, can I swim at your, do they allow shirts in the pool?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You could, sure, of course.
Well, you might be a little bit. You might be in my boat. We both, I think, are a little too dark.
Oh, Tom's you tan, pool. Maybe? Yeah.
Not
well,
true.
How white is your community?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. They would
raise an eyebrow at me, I can tell you that.
Really? They look at you,
completely
they think
false.
You're
Mexican? I'm being completely
Jesus.
False.
Tom, you got to come to my neighborhood.
I thought your neighborhood's probably whiter than mine.
It is.
Yeah.
But they used to other people now.
by other people, you mean you people, I believe, is the translation.
You know what? Allie, you're right. This is our last show.
I think so. Yeah. This is it.
Ms. Pat has an authentic voice. She's so real, and her book is called Rabbit, the Autobiography of Ms. Pat. I can't wait to read this, Pat, because just from talking to you, I'm always fascinated. Your life is vastly different than mine. And probably 50 times more interesting.
And you get to say words that you usually wouldn't say.
Well, I won't necessarily say. I'll say them to myself in my head as I skim by. But I'm looking forward to it. Once again, this is available on Amazon, and it's the Amazon Pick of the Month for the Memoir of the Month. Mm-hmm. That's very cool, Pat.
Thank you. Or your favorite bookstore. You can go there.
Now, of course, yes, I'm a big fan of bookstores. By all means. Are you going to be doing any public readings, do you know?
I don't know, not yet. I won't be reading anything Saturday, I can tell you. Okay. Friday and Saturday.
Now, if you had to read a page, what page would you read? Is there a spot that you think is a great example of the best
book? I would read about my elementary school teacher, the lady in the bad boots.
Oh.
In the bad what?
Boots.
Oh, bad boots. Sorry, I really missed that one.
Ms. Pat, when they make a movie about this, who would you like to play you?
Me.
Okay.
Beyonce? I don't know. Hey, that would be a good one.
Well, that's Hollywood.
I don't know. People ask me that all the time. You know, when I came a comedian, I always said Whitney Houston would be my mother, but she done gone on to where my mama at now. Mm-hmm. So
she can do the funeral scene. Lingerie. Call back. I'm not going to get the part two of the movie thing. Best joke of the year, I think. We are coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Got great guests in the studio. They would include Ms. Pat. She's right over there, the legendary Ms. Pat. You know something, Pat? I didn't even know what your real name was.
You thought it was Patrick?
No.
I think it was Patricia?
It's your real name.
I thought it was Patrick.
I
bet you did. Oh, that picture is adorable.
Because your book, your new book is called Rabbit, the Autobiography of Ms. Pat. And it's got a picture of you and your little girl. So sweet. Oh. But your real name is Patricia Williams.
Lee.
I didn't know that.
Lee. I had sold the book before. It was the day I sold the book, we weren't speaking. So I just dropped his last name.
Patricia Williams Lee?
It was too much to put on the book. My last name is Lee. I'm married. But I just used Patricia Williams because
that's your maiden name.
Yeah, I was trying to make sure somebody made it out in my family.
Your last name is Lee, like L-E-E?
Yeah.
Like
are
Christy
they related?
Lee?
Yeah. I don't know, Christy.
I'll be damned.
Neither one of you look Asian to me.
but that's enough for ESPN to pull you off the broadcast.
You're not welcome.
Hey, right. Maybe your people own my people. We some kid, girl.
Man, no.
Ms. Pat.
Oh, that was a joke. Come on, Christy. Just let it hit the flow. We some kids. Christy, come on. This is 2017.
To the walls.
Now, let's see. is Williams your
maiden name?
That is your maiden name.
And I use that in case, you know, nobody really made it out the cycle, so I kept waiting to say, hey, somebody made it out.
Was that your mom? Nice. Was that your mom's last name?
No, that was my daddy's last name. He signed my birth certificate before he left.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, that's nice of you before you leave to sign the birth certificate.
Give the leave kid a name at least.
Yeah, and be sure to sign the birth certificate.
My mama was a walker.
Out the door.
Okay. She was a walker.
Oh, her name was Walker.
Yeah, okay. Walker. Like people walk on a walker.
Like a street walker.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Tom.
Well, I buried her like a street walker, but I don't know if she street walked.
Okay. It's a fascinating story. Ms. Pat. It's called Rabbit, the Autobiography of Ms. Pat. We've been doing a few readings from the book, and I've just been reading it during the break. It looks really great. Very exciting life. Former drug dealer.
Yeah.
Thief. No. Did you ever steal stuff or just people's checkbooks?
Just checkbook. I ain't have time to be snitching tonight at the store. I couldn't run.
So are you good at forging signatures?
Not anymore.
Well, you've
been saved.
Out of practice.
I almost heard Pat's court voice there.
I did too.
Not anymore. Certainly not anymore, Your Honor. Thanks very much for asking.
Not any less.
I've been
not
saved.
Not anymore. May I go now?
Let's review some of the things we learned on today's show.
Time now for things you learned on today's show. Here's.
We didn't go away from Powerball empty-handed. No. A bunch of us got together. We won
16 hogs, baby.
$16. And we're going to take the big payout. We're not going to.
That's right.
How much did you spend for the 16?
Let's not talk about that.
It's not muddy the water with
that. Yeah.
You should give me
we heard Josh's new feature, which I love very much. And this is Josh created it. Here it is.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. And then this is where I would talk about one of the fattest things I've ever done.
It involved breaking a toilet
seat. And then he says this.
I hate you.
And back to you, Tom.
Let's see. Oh, and I had it wrong. Al Jackson is flying to Vegas today.
Oh.
He will be joining us tomorrow.
So we can go through. He's going to call any minute tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Let's see. We talked about boxing.
Give me something to look forward to.
Bobo Brazil. Filibuster is not a sex term, although what was it 30% of people surveyed thought it was. It's a political term. If it was a sex term, once again, C-SPAN would be a lot more exciting to watch if they were filibustering today on the Senate floor. Allie, I'm sorry to repeat this, but you announced that you peed on a guy in the shower, apparently. Am I getting that right?
I guess we are.
Yeah, because out of context, it wasn't much sicker than it really is.
It wasn't for money. It was
No.
Oh, boy.
For pleasure, really.
Oh, God.
Although she would do it for money if we're talking about that.
Ms. Pat's book offers. Is out. Allie's on her way to Go Bananas in Greater Cincinnati. Let's see. Ms. Pat's family is already waiting to get checks from her because she told the truth in her book. Pat, you keep your money. That's yours. There's an audio version of the book if you want to hear Pat read it. It is the memoir of the month on Amazon, which is very, very cool. And slinging rock is a street term for actually marketing crack cocaine. And there's a one-armed clown with a machete. Be careful. This is the Bob and Tom Show.